Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
This is, I think, the first election for a long time that I've actually heard young people being talked about by both political parties and the power that they do have.
Christina Sinsoon Ramirez with NextGen America calls for a federal law to protect ballot access for the increasingly important under 35 vote, now the country's largest and most ethnically diverse bloc. Since 2020, Republican-led legislatures have enacted dozens of laws preventing out-of-state students from voting on campus, prohibiting the use of student IDs to register, and limiting mail-in ballots. AFL-CIO President Liz Schuler says the same young people are showing an unprecedented level of support for unions and striking workers.
It isn't just organizers who support unions. It isn't just people on picket lines who support unions. It is the people of the United States who support unions.
A recent AFL-CIO poll finds 9 out of 10 people under age 30 are pro-union, a record high. More than 300,000 workers have struck this year as low unemployment gives workers more leverage. This comes just as the National Labor Relations Board has handed unions a major win. The NLRB is returning to what had been the longstanding policy that employers who illegally interfere with a union election must immediately recognize and bargain with the union. At a new University of Southern Maine Labor and Community Education Center, Matthew Emick says they plan to offer training on how to organize a union as well as teaching labor history.
When workers know their history, they understand the struggles they're engaged in are not the first time that people in the world have engaged in those struggles, and that can create a sense of solidarity.
Recent layoffs at tech companies have dramatically cut back efforts to slow election disinformation. Emma Steiner with Common Cause says platforms have stopped tagging or removing false claims about the 2020 election.
We would prefer for social media companies to continue to enforce those policies consistently and making sure that disinformation doesn't have a chance to spread.
Steiner says one proposed law could block for 60 days before a federal election any false statements designed to suppress turnout. A group of Republican state senators in Oregon are challenging a rule that prevents legislators with more than 10 unexcused absences from running for re-election. State Senator Tim Canope tells Oregon Daily News that's not the outcome voters intended when they passed it last year.
We knew that there was a risk involved, but we also believe that ultimately the courts will rule in our favor.
And Maine is the latest state looking at whether former President Donald Trump should be excluded from the 2024 presidential ballot. The decision would be based on the Civil War era 14th Amendment, which bars candidates who've engaged in insurrection. New Hampshire and Michigan officials said last week they're considering the issue. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.